Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And joining us online is the Mayor of Orange. Good morning, Reg Kidd.
Hi, Neil, and great to be back. Hope you had a great Christmas and New Year. And I suppose you're in the you're looking at school shoes and all those bits and pieces with the boys going back to school.
Yeah, not too far away. And, it's all happening. It's really kick-started this year. It's all guns blazing, as they say. Now, let's talk about some money that council received, some state government money, firstly.
Yeah, fantastic. We've had the Deputy Premier here, and who has been acting Premier, actually. John Barrello was up here last week and had a really good stay. He stayed overnight and I had the opportunity to show him around out the lake, around Noobla. He didn't realise it used to be a racetrack, and Jack Bradman was there, and how fast a track it was, and Bradman Park, where the sporting complex is proposed for, and just showed him around all the sort of recreational and sporting facilities they had in Orange, and he just was dumbfounded at it all. But at that time, and he said, Orange is one of the places on their radar because it's a vibrant community. We've got lots happening here in both the leisure and sporting areas. Plus, we've got an incredible mix of business here that is attracting people out here and attracting businesses. Now, I will tell you in the next few weeks of a new business about to set up here in Orange, right? And it's not a coffee shop. It will employ quite a few people, and we've been negotiating that for quite a while with both government and the proponents. Now, what we just got, over nearly $300,000 for toilet facilities at Perry Oval, the skate park, and at Glenroy Oval. We got about $270,000 for the car park refurbishment and lighting at the Orange Hockey Centre. $250,000 towards upgrades at the Colour City Caravan Park. $250,000 to build our rest stop on Bathurst Road, coming into Orange on the left-hand side there. And another $123,000 for a resilience project, which can be used in various areas. So, there's about $1.4 million just in that. And then, of course, we had the federal government doing the lighting project for security and, make it more available at night time to walk through the pathways up in the area behind Glenroy Heights School and through there. And that was from Andrew Dewey and the federal government. So, all in all, we've kicked off the new year in a positive manner.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see. It's all guns blazing now. Do we get any money for Mount Kinobolas, or where are we at with all of this?
Oh, look, I've got a meeting coming up shortly with Minister King in Sydney, with the Mayor of Cabon, Kevin B, myself will go down. Because, we've been pushing really, really hard, and that announcement was made just prior to Christmas about $2 million for Mount Kinobolas through national parks and wildlife for a lot of work to be done on the mountain, particularly with amenities, the road, the toilets, the viewing platforms and all that, but we're going to have a meeting with them to make sure it's spent properly, and
yep.
quickly.
Yep.
And secondly, the announcements just today, I only read about them this morning, further money. The state government's looking at parks and recreational facilities right across the state because more people are, staying home and travelling local or regionally, and we've got to make sure the facilities are up to speed. Now, we've got a great asset out there with Lake Kinobolas, the Scout Camp, Mount Kinobolas, at the back through to Boronor Caves, if you like, and right in around that area. Now, as I said just today, I went on the other side of the mountain down those beautiful roads. Great drive down towards Cadian and Flyers Creek and Browns Creek and zigzagged all over the place, sort of back towards Blaine. It's just a beautiful drive and areas down there, and utilising what we have better. Now, I was told, I haven't seen it yet, but someone said that, there was someone on TV and I was saying that these rare species of animals or whatever on Mount Kinobolas. Well, geez, I'd like to know what they are because it's a wonder national parks haven't said something about them or we haven't got all the zoos wanting to do something up there. What I want to do is get rid of the invasive animals up there, the foxes, the pigs and so forth, and the invasive weeds up there. I think that's the most critical thing that we've got to do or we'll lose a lot.
Yeah, and by opening it up, it gets money put at it to fix these things up.
Now, one of the interesting ones, the best example, and I hope people listen to this. Look, the work that the Mountain Bike Club done at the back of the mountain, right? They, through all their volunteers and got some grant money together, have done a track from the Leinster Fire Station right into the base of Federal Falls. It's 7.2 kilometres. You can walk it or you can ride it, right? They've done all the work. Well, go through there and have a look at the work that they've done, and it's just fantastic. The amount of people are starting to use it, but you can see the blackberries and all that other growth, and this group are right into controlling it along that path. Now, if they never came in and did it, that would become just an absolute overgrown mess, and it follows the Borley Creek. Now, those people are out there. They're all environmentalists. They're all conservationists. They all care about their environment and their families, and they're actually doing it. They're not sitting back and telling other people that they don't want other people to do certain things because it's theirs.
Absolutely. And, it's such a resource that we have here, so it's absolutely wonderful.
Look, it doesn't matter what direction you go in, and you travel a fair bit. If you go in any direction and coming back toward, you see the mountain, don't you?
Yeah.
It influences our weather. It's got such an incredible history because it was an extinct part of an extinct volcano and we're in a crater. That's why we've got those luscious soils for growing grapes and cherries and apples, and we used to grow pears and plums and all those sorts of things. Great natural attributes of some waterfalls at the back. You're like an obelisk. Some of the creeks that go off it, and the view up the top is unbelievable. And the walking tracks, if you can get them back in nick, so you can walk around them. Mm. What a great way to just exercise. Going out there, you can, every week you could have some different sort of activity you could do out there.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right indeed. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Reg, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll talk again perhaps next Monday if we can, ahead of Australia Day. You can let us know what activities are planned for Cook Park this year down there for the 2021 celebrations.
That'd be terrific. Thanks, Neil, and have a wonderful week.